This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India halted its popular cricket league on Tuesday as the country surges past 20 million COVID-19 infections amid growing calls for a national lockdown. The $7 billion Indian Premier League tournament had been played without spectators to huge TV audiences, but the cricket event has been severely criticized for continuing while the healthcare system is in collapse. Mumbai opened India's first drive-in vaccination center on Tuesday. The elderly and those most at risk stream through to get their shots and jabs while staying in their cars. And even though aid is now coming in from other countries, India's healthcare system is falling apart. Hospitals are running out of beds and oxygen and unable to help many who are critically ill. Afghan officials said Tuesday thousands have fled their homes as fierce fighting erupted between government forces and the Taliban in a southern province after the U.S. military began withdrawing its remaining troops from Afghanistan. Afghan forces have pushed back insurgents on multiple checkpoints in the past 24 hours, where the U.S. military on Sunday handed over a base to government forces as part of its formal pullout that began on May 1st. The region's director for refugees says about 1,000 families have fled their homes to escape the fighting. The defense ministry says government forces had killed more than 100 Taliban fighters over the weekend. Another 22 Al-Qaeda fighters from Pakistan were also killed in the fighting, the ministry said. The Taliban said dozens of Afghan troops were killed in the fighting, but both sides are known to exaggerate casualties inflicted on the other. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court on Tuesday ruled the container ship which blocked the Suez Canal in March could continue to be held in the waterway, rejecting an appeal by its Japanese owner against its detention. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, got jammed across the canal on March 23rd and remained stuck for 6 days, stopping traffic in both directions. It has been held in a lake between two stretches of the canal since being dislodged on March 29th amid a dispute over a nearly billion-dollar damage claim by the Suez Canal Authority for compensation over the incident. The authority has been conducting investigations into the cause of the ship's grounding, but has yet to announce the results. Mexico's president is promising a full investigation a day after nearly two dozen people were killed when an overpass collapsed, sending a Mexico City train crashing onto the busy road below. President Andres Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday the investigation should be done quickly and nothing should be hidden from the Mexican people. The crash late Monday killed 23 and injured at least 60, and it's raising safety concerns on one of the world's busiest metro systems spread out across Mexico's capital, home to 20 million residents. Iraq's health minister resigned on Tuesday after a fire at a Baghdad hospital killed more than 80 people last month, including patients suffering from COVID-19. The government says Iraq's prime minister is also ordering the dismissal of senior hospital officials, including its director. The April 24th blaze highlights the country's healthcare struggles, already lacking trust during the pandemic. Many Iraqis do not seek medical help when infected with COVID-19, and many have decided not to be vaccinated at state-run medical centers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a midnight deadline Tuesday to form a government, a daunting task that would likely require convincing the Jewish far right to cooperate with an Islamic party. Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption, was given a 28-day window to forge a majority coalition following a March 23rd general election, Israel's fourth inconclusive vote in less than 2 years. The prime minister's right-wing party won the most seats in the vote, but results came in as became clear he would struggle to secure majority in a 120-seat parliament. Over the last month, Israeli media has speculated about various possible deals that could see Netanyahu extend his record 12 consecutive years in power. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.